Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so we have a new historical event here. We've never seen this before in American history, I believe. If you can find another example of this, please text it to me on the text line. I may be forgetting something, okay, Lee, in American history, 800-905-0989. But I do not believe the left has ever achieved censorship through gunfire before. Essentially, their point of view right now, and they are winning, air Jimmy Kimmel or we will kill you. That is where they are. That is what has just happened here, as documented by the New York Post. So it's Friday. Sinclair Broadcasting Group was planning to air the Charlie Kirk tribute. This is just to kind of recap what's happened here. I know some of you will know some of this. Sinclair Broadcast Group was going to air a tribute to Charlie Kirk in the spot that Jimmy Kimmel occupied. Then a liberal lunatic opens fire on an ABC affiliate in Sacramento, firing into the lobby of ABC 10 in Sacramento. Annabelle Hernandez Santana was arrested for that, but this is a liberal jurisdiction, and he is now, of course, oppressed class in Marxist doctrine. That's how it works. A liberal in good standing in whose car was the plan for his next assassinations, including Cash Patel and Donald Trump. So he's a liberal in good standing. Opens fire into the affiliate. Within hours, Sinclair Broadcasting Group makes the decision, thanks to that and all of the death threats it has received from the left, to censor the Charlie Kirk tribute and only put it on YouTube. So we have actual left-wing censorship of the Charlie Kirk tribute through gunfire and death threats. And the fact that they have succeeded, Sinclair has made a massive error here. If they had simply just run the tribute instead of Family Feud, it would have communicated to the violent left, Lee, that no, we do not cancel programming through gunfire. They need to be taught like toddlers. But Sinclair didn't do that. And what they've learned is you can, in a liberal jurisdiction, open fire into, think about this, into a newsroom. I'm a former news reporter. I've never seen anything like this. Open fire into a newsroom? Multiple shots? And Sinclair goes, okay, it's too dangerous, we won't air it. Total win for the left. Massive error by Sinclair. You just rung the dinner bell, my friends. There's 10,000 of them out there right now, the John Brown Gun Club, training for events just like this. And what they have learned is, if we don't want to see Charlie Kirk's face on the TV, we drive by, open fire. Now, you can only do this in a liberal jurisdiction. Don't try it in Greenville. Ain't going to go well for you. You're going to spend a long time in jail, and then you go into prison. However, if you do it in a post-American, post-constitutional blue area, you'll be out in 24 hours. On bond. After threatening to kill the president and the FBI director, which ain't no big thing. Everybody knows we don't like them anyway. That's where we are in America this morning, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I just woke up to total insanity. I mean, I just woke up to like, whoa. Just whoa. Now, the sane people picked up this lunatic after he was bonded out in the post-American, post-constitutional blue territory of California, which we, I mean, I no longer recognize as part of America. I mean, after this, it just, yeah. I mean, you know, threaten to kill the president, shoot up an ABC newsroom because you don't want to see Charlie Kirk's face on the TV, and you get what you want. That ain't America. I don't know where that is. That ain't America.
The land formerly known as the state of California.
Well, yeah. So the FBI had to go pick him up. Think about this for a minute. If Her Highness and the Democrats were in charge, he'd be walking around. FBI wouldn't go pick him up. He'd be walking around after having a death list for Trump and his officials in his car, because that ain't no biggie. That is where we are this morning. That is where we are. And again, massive error by Sinclair. You just rung the dinner bell, my friends. I'd go ahead and replace the glass outside your newsrooms across the country with bulletproof, because they just learned that they can intimidate you. Meanwhile, they're all on TV claiming they were the victims of censorship or something. Which is not a thing, as Scott Jennings pointed out. You know, we've been told this story. Well, the FCC commissioner, who personally doesn't have the ability to take anybody's station license,
right,
made the massive error, because Brendan Carney needs to shut his mouth. I don't know what the purpose of him talking is at this point. Going on a podcast and saying that ABC News should lose its license. I don't know what the point of that was, because you're going to lose, but whatever. And that somehow him saying that somehow, some way led to Jimmy Kimmel being canceled somehow or something. And it's somehow censorship or something. And Scott Jennings writes, so basically his, is from CNN, basically his employer suspended him, talking about Kimmel, for being an insensitive prick. And we don't live in an authoritarian regime. Got it. Why? Because Kimmel's back. Kimmel's back. Scott Jennings says, so basically his employer suspended him for being an insensitive prick, and we don't live in an authoritarian regime. Got it. So what is canceled at this point? Only one thing canceled. The Charlie Kirk tribute. Due to gunfire. And death threats. Not my opinion. The New York Post asked Sinclair about it. Here's what they reported. In the days that followed the shooting on Friday into the newsroom, the ABC 10 newsroom, Sacramento, Sinclair executives grew increasingly concerned that airing the Kirk tribute special would potentially inspire copycat crimes, similar to the shooting in Sacramento, according to the source. So 9 minutes before it was due to air, they scrapped the Charlie Kirk tribute, putting it on YouTube as well. I'm sorry, what happens when the angry liberal decides you're not allowed Sinclair Broadcasting to put it on YouTube? Then what? You just take it off YouTube? I'm just curious how that this works. They just shoot into the building and you take it off YouTube. Is that the formal procedure that we are under now? Our side is like, this is like just, I mean, Lee, this is going to cause so much violence, what Sinclair just did right here. It needs to be condemned. Meanwhile, Sinclair's new solution is that they're refusing to air Jimmy Kimmel, who is coming back. So I got to ask a question. Would that be pending the next lunatic liberal who shoots up one of your newsrooms and then you'll just put Jimmy Kimmel back? Is that how that goes? That's how I'd read it if I was Antifa or John Brown Gun Club or the Socialist Rifleist Association. Does Sinclair know they're out there? I mean, there's 10,000 member strong group linked to four major crimes, including the firebombing of a Tesla dealership. And they say they're planning war against the fascists. Pretty specific to me. That's half the country.
Which so, sounds like a terroristic threat, doesn't it?
It does. And they're out there and they get real mad when you don't air Kimmel. So, I mean, I don't know what is, we're going to just wait for the next liberal to weigh in on this executive decision with gunfire. And then what? We'll put Kimmel back on in response because it seems like Sinclair does whatever the liberal with the gun wants. Texter writes, it's time to boycott ABC. Another texter writes, morning, Tara, you said to teach them like kids. Who's teaching who? Kimmel is back and they don't get held accountable. Yeah, the only, so in the end here, look at the irony of this. The only thing that got canceled was the Charlie Kirk tribute. Through gunfire, we've never seen that, Lee. Can you think of anything else comparable? I mean, maybe there's something in U.S. history.
Nothing comes to mind.
No, me either. And I racked my brain on this. Has the left ever achieved censorship through gunfire until now? Because I think this is a first in America. I think this is a first in America. And it ain't going to end. Oh, this is just getting started. Texter writes, wow, is the left realizing just how violent their people are? No, they're busy lying. It's going to be interesting to see if Kimmel Lee doubles down on the lie that this assassin of Charlie Kirk was in fact MAGA. Will executives allow him to do that? I don't know. Going to be interesting, but this is not good, folks. Sinclair just rang the dinner bell and guaranteed more left-wing violence. They just notched a win through violence, and that's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
alarming situation. Something we've never seen before in America, as the left wing simultaneously claims they are not violent, but actually for the first time achieve censorship through violence. Headline, Charlie Kirk tribute was scrapped by Sinclair after local TV giant got death threats against its ABC stations, and after a liberal lunatic shot up an ABC News Sacramento headquarters. Newsroom, basically. And it, folks, as a reporter, this is just to have someone shoot into the newsroom. So this is not shooting into the front glass of the lobby, which would be bad enough. He figured out where the newsroom was and shot into it. Think about that. So what we're learning overnight and what we've learned in the last couple of days is this. Jimmy Kimmel was temporarily canceled his show. Sinclair Broadcasting clarified this, and I read it to you yesterday, because of his comments, because of the lie that he told. This is not my opinion. Sinclair's spokesperson put out a very clear notification. Nexstar put out a very clear notification. Carr's comments were not a factor in the Jimmy Kimmel hiatus. Brendan Carr saying, hey, going on a podcast saying, hey, we should suspend ABC's license. He doesn't have the authority to do that. That's not why it happened. And we know that for a fact. If you're on the left, you don't know that because your media won't report it. But we know that for a fact that Jimmy Kimmel Live was, the decision was made to cancel it by a senior executive team at Nexstar. They had no communication with the FCC. This is according to their spokesperson. And no communication with any government agency prior to making the decision. And Carr's comments weren't a factor. Quote from their spokesperson, after the conversation between Kimmel and Walden, the executive, she and other senior executives thought the Star's approach could make the situation worse. Walden huddled with her team and Disney chief Bob Iger before the executives decided to temporarily take Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air. So this had nothing to do with censorship. Nothing. So Scott Jennings is right. So basically, Jimmy Kimmel's employer suspended him for being a, quote, insensitive prick, unquote. And we don't live in an authoritarian regime. Got it. Because if we lived in an authoritarian regime, Donald Trump could keep Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Can't, can he? But he can't get Charlie Kirk on the air. Again, the reason, and I was so confused at the time, the reason Family Feud ran instead of the Charlie Kirk tribute on Sinclair was because they pulled it 9 minutes before airing after a liberal lunatic shot up, directly shot multiple times into the newsroom, and that same liberal lunatic had a death list in his car of, you know, people he was going to assassinate next. His name's Anibal Hernandez Santana. He is a Democrat in good standing, has a Twitter feed loaded with Trump's a dictator, nah, 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 nah. And ironically, is a anti-gun rights activist. He doesn't want to disarm himself, just you. That's how it works. Just see Venezuela. That's how it works. The population doesn't have guns, just the liberal thugs who are loyal to the party have guns. He won. And you know who else is laughing? And I mean laughing. And they won't do it in public. They're going to do it behind closed doors. The judge, the system, the court system there in California, let a guy go who has Trump and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino on a kill list in his car. A guy who just shot into a newsroom. Let him go. The FBI had to pick him up to keep us all safe. Folks, there are days when we go places as a country we've never gone before, and that changes everything. The assassination of Charlie Kirk was one of those days. This is another. So just to be clear where we are today, if you are a liberal lunatic with a gun who is willing to fire into a newsroom, you too can have a say about whether anyone hears from Charlie Kirk. Think about that. You too have veto power over what affiliates in America air. Never been here before, folks. I don't know how this ends. You know what's coming next? You are going to watch the California court system drop those charges or lower them to misdemeanors. He's going to get nothing for this because they love violence. They love them some violence. They can't wait for more. Now, here's the thing. This guy, a liberal in good standing, do you see the condemnation from the Democrat leadership? You didn't just shoot into a newsroom. You shot into a liberal newsroom. Sacramento, California, ABC affiliate, they ain't a Republican in there. They wouldn't even let a Republican janitor clean the place. Just process this for a minute. So we now have, and the left does this, an anarchy, a sort of stratagem of repression. So if you're a liberal news reporter, you're always right, unless you work for Sinclair and they want to show people Charlie Kirk and do a tribute instead of Jimmy Kimmel, in which case you're wrong and you can be shot. It's where we are. It's where we are. I can't process it. As the left tells us, it's us, we, the right wing, are the violent ones. And yet you'll notice they never, when they're saying that list, you know, the shooter. Yeah, which one? Tell me, which one was the right wing shooter? Who was that? Give me a name. Give me a list, right? I mean, you're telling me we do 75% of the gun violence. You tell me, you know, 75% of the assassinations. But tell me, name some. Go ahead, spit them out. Should be on the top of your tongue. They can't. They don't. Because there aren't any. It's all them. All of it. All of it. This is really frightening. This is frightening for every single newsroom in this country. And I'm really glad that ours is on the second floor behind cinder block, so we can't be shot into, because that's apparently the new thing. It's a new hip hop thing. By the way, they loved this on Blue Sky. They thought this was the coolest thing. And you know what? People are going to die because of this. No, there'll be reporters killed. Next time it's going to be another target. Maybe it's not going to be a newsroom. Maybe it'll be, I don't know, a wedding in New Hampshire, a country club, because that's where it's perceived conservatives are. You know, conservatives at the country club. You just go shoot the place up and yell, free Palestine. That's why he went there. He's a leftist too. Are we going to be at like, okay, because where we are right now is one left-wing shooting every other day, okay? Earlier this year, it was one left-wing shooting or assassination a month. We were killing Border Patrol agents, shooting up police officers, doing security outside Border Patrol facilities. You know, shooting people and killing people like that. But it was once a month. Now it's every other day. We're going to go to every day? Is that where we are? I'm just asking. I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know. Yeah, that'll get you killed, or at least shot up. Sinclair Broadcast Group on Monday evening announced they won't broadcast Jimmy Kimmel Live across ABC affiliate stations. So what happened was, earlier Monday, ABC announced Jimmy Kimmel would be returning to the airwaves with his lies, hoaxes, and fake news that he passes off as comedy. And unfortunately, the First Amendment, it does cover lies, so, or fortunately, I would say. Because I love debunking their lies, so without the First Amendment, we wouldn't have them. Earlier Monday, ABC News announced Jimmy Kimmel would be returning to the airwaves just 6 days after suspending him for lying about Charlie Kirk's assassination. And then Sinclair Broadcast Group on Monday evening announced they're not broadcasting him. Okay. So, but what we learned, if you listen to the beginning of this show, is that decision is contingent on the input by the next violent left-wing shooter, and then Sinclair just does whatever they want. Because that's what happened on Friday. To recap, folks, and this should be the major focus of every talk show today. Our side is trying to cover, Tylenol and I don't, just, folks, focus on this. Take a deep breath and focus. This is the most important thing. This is the most important thing. Because a liberal lunatic who is a doctrinaire liberal by his Twitter feed, he is pro- Kamala Harris, pro-Biden, calls Trump a dictator, calls him a fascist. There's that word again. These liberal shooters keep using the word fascist. In other words, they're echoing the Democrat leadership as the Democrat leadership pretends that they had nothing to do with any of this. They did. They do. And they're doing it again this morning by not condemning this. So he fires into an ABC 10 newsroom in Sacramento. And because of it, Sinclair Broadcasting 9 minutes before the Charlie Kirk tribute pulls it, puts it only on YouTube. So this is the first instance that I know of in America of censorship at the point of a left-wing gun. They won. They won this round. So for now, Kimmel is not going to be aired on the Sinclair Broadcast-owned ABC affiliates for now, until the next liberal gunman weighs in, in which case that may change. That's where we are. And they got the message loud and clear. And the liberal court, believe me, this is coordinated, the liberal court system in California is sending a message to all future liberal shooters. Yeah, fire into the newsroom. If you don't want to see the Charlie Kirk tribute, we're cool with that. We hate him too. Charlie Kirk, that is. We're cool with that. We hate him too. And don't worry, you'll be out on bond in less than 24 hours. The FBI had to pick him up to keep him from killing Trump and Patel. The guy literally had in his car his plans for his next assassinations, Bongino, Patel, and Trump. No biggie in California, out in 24 hours. Why? They love it. Where's the condemnation by the Democrat leadership? There isn't any. Why? They want assassination culture. Folks, it's the only way for them to wield power at this point is through fear. Edison writes in a comment on my Rumble feed, with every shooting, they lose 500,000 voter registrations. Yeah, good. And that is the upside here. We are seeing the unmasked, vile, and violent face of the left. And it's terrifying. Edison writes, one executive cowered in fear will continue to assume all the institutional power. Nobody is going to tolerate these freaks. Well, Sinclair did. They pulled the Charlie Kirk tribute and made us watch Family Feud instead. And folks, this was observed, okay? The mainstream media may pretend none of this is going on, that the left didn't just, for the first time in America, achieve censorship at the point of a gun, which is a remarkable feat. We've never seen this before. Got the Charlie Kirk tribute censored at the point of a gun, out in less than 24 hours, despite a kill list that has Donald Trump on it. I'm speechless this morning. But the lesson was learned loud and clear. We might pretend on our left-wing networks that this shooter was MAGA, that we can't possibly know who Tyler Robinson, what Tyler Robinson ascribed to. He's not a left-wing guy. I mean, we don't know who he is. We're so confused. There's no way to know what he was thinking. Never mind his entire family said he was a left-winger. Never mind investigators in Utah, all the way on up to the governor, said he had left-wing ideology. We'll pretend that wasn't the case. Wink, wink, nod, nod. While on the other hand, we greenlight further assassinations by letting these people out of prison, out of jail in less than 24 hours after shooting up an ABC 10 newsroom with a kill list, including the president in your car. Oh my gosh. And the message was received loud and clear by the lunatic, Keith Olbermann. Did you see what happened overnight? Now, folks, this is directly related. Former ESPN and MSNBC host Keith Olbermann deleted an X post Monday night directed at CNN Scott Jennings. He plays clips often. He's a conservative who miraculously appears on CNN. Listen to what he tweeted. You're next, mother blanker. Followed by keep mugging for the camera. You're next, mother blanker. Keep mugging for the camera. Let that sink in. Olbermann just saw what happened in California. Olbermann lives in California. So what has he learned? Well, he's just threatened Scott Jennings with death, because that's what that is. Put him on a kill list. But he lives in California, so he knows he will be bonded out within 24 hours. And so will the guy who attempts to kill Scott Jennings. It's a liberal way. And this, folks, this right here, the success, their first success through violence, is exactly why the majority of Democrats in Congress on Friday either voted no or refused to vote yes, voted present on condemning. It was a simple resolution. Number one, political violence. We're against it. Should be easy. They're not. And number two, we condemn the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Voted no or voted present. Because they don't. They don't want to send confusing messages to their sheeple. They absolutely support violence. They just can't go on TV and say it explicitly unless they're Ilhan Omar or AOC. Keith Olbermann watched all that, y'all. He watched all of that and felt completely comfortable threatening Scott Jennings. Scott Jennings, by the way, retweeted his threats in two tweets and CC'd FBI Director Kash Patel. I don't have words for where we are as a country right now, folks. But but the commentator on my Rumble channel is correct, Edison. With every shooting, they lose 500,000 voter registrations. Yeah. That doesn't help you if you're dead, though. But here's the good news, and they can't stop this with bullets yet. They haven't figured out how to. On cable alone, at least 20 million people watched Charlie Kirk's memorial at the State Farm Stadium in Arizona. And over 100 million across the internet streams watched it live. So that's not counting all the clips that are out there now. These facts are terrifying to the left. This is a historic total. The energy is unmatched right now. And all they can do is rage, seethe, and shoot. If you're a liberal, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or you know, whoever, you still take for granted that you can go in public, and I hope this doesn't change. I don't want this to change. You can just go in public and give a speech, you know, maybe for money. Joe Biden, you know, post-presidency, most presidents do that. They give speeches for money. You can just go in public and speak. And you don't have to be worried about that at all. Not us. It's incredible what it takes for us just to be able to go in public. Bulletproof glass, which I guess they're going to have to install now at ABC newsrooms across the country. Thousands of police officers. Thousands of police officers. Every road blocked off with barriers. Around. And surveillance of 277,000 devices. So these are like, you know, hand carried phones. As they converge upon the stadium. Just to attempt to live. Miles of concrete barriers with anti-scale fencing, multiple layers of anti-ram blockades on each street consisting of dumpsters, dump trucks, anti-vehicle wedge barricades, concrete chicanes that force vehicles to slow down as they reach Secret Service checkpoints. Thousands of police officers from multiple jurisdictions, including federal, local SWAT and Secret Service counter-assault teams on site with armored vehicles, counter-snipers on surrounding rooftops, road closures in all directions as far as the eye can see, and large no-fly zone established overhead with heavy enforcement. That is what it takes for us to speak and honor a man who died wearing a t-shirt that said freedom across it. They don't know anything like this. You think that's not censorship? They don't live this way. They don't. And this is the outlines of our fight. This is the outlines of our fight. Just to be able to speak in America. Turning Point's Andrew Colvett confirmed that 277,000 handheld devices, I think cell phones, were tracked in and around State Farm Stadium for Charlie Kirk's memorial service just to keep everyone inside alive. Left doesn't have to do this because it's them trying to kill us. It does not go the other way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.